I called out of my distress to the Lord, and he answered me. Thou hast cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas. I have been expelled from thy sight. Water encompassed me to the very soul. The great deep engulfed me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. I descended to the roots of the mountains. While I was fainting away, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came to thee, into thy holy temple. Those who regard vain idols forsake their faithfulness. But I will sacrifice to thee with the voice of thanksgiving. Salvation is from the Lord. Verses 2 through 9. Although Jonah had his weaknesses, he reflected profound spiritual stability in this prayer. He was confident of God's ability to deliver him, if he so chose. In the same way, the peace of God will help us be stable if we react to our circumstances, however unusual or ordinary, with thankful prayer instead of anxiety. That's the promise of Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. The peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This precious verse promises inner calm and tranquility to believers who pray with a thankful attitude. Notice, however, it doesn't promise what the answer to our prayers will be. This peace surpasses all comprehension, which speaks of its divine origin. It transcends human intellect, analysis, and insight. No human counselor can give it to you, because it's a gift from God in response to gratitude and trust. The real challenge of Christian living is not to eliminate every uncomfortable circumstance from our lives, but to trust our sovereign, wise, good, and powerful God in the midst of every situation. Things that might trouble us, such as the way we look, the way others treat us, or where we live or work, can actually be sources of strength, not weakness. Jesus said to his disciples, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world." John chapter 16, verse 33. As disciples of Christ, we need to accept the fact that we live in an imperfect world and allow God to do his perfect work in us. Our Lord will give us his peace as we confidently entrust ourselves to his care. The peace of God shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. John Bunyan's allegory, The Holy War, illustrates how this peace guards the believers' hearts from anxiety, doubt, fear, and distress. In it, Mr. God's peace was appointed to guard the city of man's soul.